You're very welcome back to Morning Ireland. It's time for the business news now in full with Petula.
Thanks, Audrey. The Reputations Agency has this morning revealed the winner of its Reputation Index for 2025, the largest and longest running study of reputation in Ireland. It recognises those organisations that are highly regarded by the public. Coming top of the ranking for the third year in a row, the credit unions, followed in second place by An Post and in third place by Boots Ireland. Niamh Boyle is CEO of the Reputations Agency and she joins us on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Petula.
What are the credit unions and An Post consistently getting right when it comes to their reputation?
They have something in common between them. They give back to society very much. They're very community-based. They run their companies very well. They tend to have opportunities to display great conduct in the way they run their businesses. And they tend to offer really quality products valued by their customers. So they're well organised for success, but they've got this special DNA that they contribute to society and communities.
There is an advantage to being Irish, but there are three in the top 10 that are not Irish, but are highly regarded.
That's right. There's a lovely emotional advantage to being Irish and demonstrating a commitment to Ireland. And so while six are Irish organisations, three are internationally owned, Boots, Lidl and Toyota. They've embedded themselves very firmly in the Irish community. And of course, Aer Lingus, now internationally owned, really benefits from its rich heritage as Ireland's national airline, as well as its prioritisation of the customer experience.
The rankings show that organisations in the eye of storm, Éowyn, improved their scores. What do you put that down to?
They did, and it was great to see that because we were watching that carefully. But we did learn from that that organisations that have strong reputations will find that their reputation is resilient and is going to protect them against headwinds. So these organisations improved their scores mainly because of the efforts they made to protect their customers, to protect communities and to keep communicating with the public. We saw that there was a real interconnectedness of electricity and water and telecoms. And so it was important to be seen to be working together to help the most vulnerable in the communities. But now it's about communicating what steps are being taken next to ensure that our critical infrastructure becomes more resistant. So that's going to be the next communication objective for these organisations.
And these are stormy and turbulent times for most organisations and reputation might not be a priority. Why would you say reputation deserves some focus?
Yeah, I mean, our advice to our clients is hold firm while the rest of the world spins, because you need to remain externally focused. You need to be other-oriented and really understanding what's going on in consumers' minds at the moment, and to hold firm to the values and purpose of the organisation. We've seen many organisations quickly roll back on commitments such as DEI, and standing by those long-held convictions will matter even more now, especially to an organisation's workforce.
So what other organisations moved up the rankings and what organisations moved down?
Well, we had some lovely movers this year. On board, Planola was the most improved organisation this year, moving nearly 12 points due to its successful efforts to really expedite the approvals process with the hiring of additional staff. LinkedIn also moved up to 30th position, and in stark contrast to Meta, which is ranked 100th, and X, which is ranked in 99th place because of the trust that people have in that social media channel. And then the Olympic Federation of Ireland moved up 10 points as well, up to 34th place, really benefiting from the showcase of the Paris Olympics and their success in nurturing such strong Irish athletic talent.
And RTE is all the way towards the bottom, ranked in 98th position, only above X and Meta. Does that show how difficult it is to rebuild a reputation?
Reputation takes time to build, and RTE has made some progress this year in winning back trust. It moved up 4 points. It's probably a little bit slower turnaround than expected with the new five-year strategy, but it is moving in the right direction. And reputation takes time. We've seen with the pillar banks, we've been tracking the pillar banks since 2010, and it's taken all this time to move up, you know, 32 points. But now they're getting up to close to strong scores. So you need to be patient. You need to give it time. Don't run at it because it would be too volatile for corporate reputation. Go steady and be very purpose-led in building your organisation's reputation.
Niamh Boyle, CEO of the Reputations Agency. Thank you for joining us on the programme. You can check out the rankings on rte.ie/business.